Another week kicks off in general election 2024. Manifestos launched, promises made, and a frenetic pace set as party leaders travel up and down the country. Tonight, 10 party leaders will take part in the first TV debate. Corralling them, up front's Katie Hannan, who'll join us later in the programme. But to look at the campaign so far, the manifestos and that debate ahead, I'm joined by Sinead O'Carroll, the editor of The Journal. And Sinead, over the weekend, we saw a continuation, no let up in the pace of campaigning. Fine Gael launching its manifesto yesterday, so too Labour, a Sinn Féin manifesto tomorrow. What are your takeaways from these launches?
I think people will be reading and listening to ex-party making Y promises ahead of the 29th of November, and people will have to sift through those promises and see what they think is manageable, realistic, and what they believe in them. And so we're also looking at where the tiny points of difference are between some of the parties. I think Labour's manifesto was really them trying to sell their roots again, showing the difference between them and Fine Gael, you know, making a much larger issue out of something like sick pay. While it is a significant issue for workers, they're really drawing a line that it's a big issue of division between them and Fine Gael. You know, they're going to continue the promise of 10 sick days per year, whereas Fine Gael have rolled back on that, and Simon Harris has conceded that, you know, they're going to look at it again and going to make sure that small businesses can do it. So they're the kind of things I think that voters will be looking for. What actually makes the parties differ from each other? Because in a lot of places, like, the housing problem seems really intractable. They're all kind of putting out numbers, other than whether they'll do a state construction company or not seems to be the big difference. But things like childcare, they're very, very similar. You know, childcare costs around 50 a week. A lot of the big parties are saying that. A public system of childcare with 30,000 places, that seems to be kind of a regular enough plan. So it's trying to find those differences in the manifestos that I think voters will be trying to do this week.
All suggesting as well that these debates, when the leaders, and one of them tonight, when the leaders appear together, could be key as well for voters in making those decisions. Sinead, last weekend it was Michael O'Leary's comments on teachers which put Fine Gael at least on the back foot for a short while. Will there be, do you think, blowback from this John McGahan story? Now, just by way of background for people, he's their candidate in County Louth. He was acquitted by a jury in the Circuit Criminal Court on an assault charge. In a civil action, he was ordered to pay the alleged victim €39,000. Is this a problem for Simon Harris and Fine Gael?
I think when the photos emerged in the Sunday Times, you will think that there is going to be an issue here. I think that the one issue for Simon Harris is that he called it a scuffle, and now we see images of what happened. For Simon Harris, is it going to be a wider issue? I don't think so. I think what'll actually happen is that it'll have to soften Fine Gael's cough on Sinn Féin, on attacks on Sinn Féin, and what has been happening in their party over the last few months, because this is a significant thing that Sinn Féin can point to. You know, Louise O'Reilly had a statement out yesterday. A couple of people, other people like Catherine Murphy, has said it's wrong for him to be running. And the fact that it takes up airtime, you know, Helen McEntee having to kind of say, we stand behind him, we will campaign for him. But will we be talking about it this day next week? I'm not sure. The campaign hasn't massively kicked off. You know, when we're going out and doing canvasses and asking voters how they're feeling, they're not massively engaged yet. Something like tonight, like having the 10 leaders, whatever sparks tonight and whatever people kind of can hang their hats on, that might be the thing that does it. So this time next week, will we be talking about John McGahan and Fine Gael? I'm unsure.
Yeah, well, let's talk about tonight. 10 party leaders, all 10 for 2 hours. It is going to be very difficult to shine in such a packed environment. So what will they be trying to do?
I think they'll all be trying to get at least their main point across, why voters should believe in them and trust in them, because you really aren't going to get into very big debates on big topics between 10 people. Like, Katie Hannan has a difficult job having to get 10 of them in and make sure that everybody has been given a fair go. It's really extremely difficult. I heard her podcast on Friday, and she was talking about prepping for it and looking back at some of the figures for how many people used to watch debates in the past. 1.5 million. And
Yeah, we've fallen. We've fallen well below those numbers now, but it's still a very significant moment for the public to see the party leaders and for the party leaders to make their pitches. It'll be very difficult too, though, for those smaller parties, but very important for them to try and make an impact because this is their chance to shine.
Yeah, and it, you know, they won't have another big audience like that in front of them, so they'll be trying to be themselves. I think when they're prepping, like, they won't want to just have a soundbite. They'll want to be themselves, and they'll want to make sure that their audience trusts them and that they will know, you know, I got my main point across. I didn't fall into being negative. I didn't fall into, you know, trying to just attack other people. And that is difficult because if you're there and you're, it's your first time you get to debate with Simon Harris, you might want to do that. So it's about making sure that they kind of stick to their own policies and their own thoughts on things and not get dragged into an attack.
And a big week ahead. It's week two of this general election campaign. We'll talk to Katie Hannan about that debate later on. But for now, Sinead O'Carroll of The Journal, thank you very much.